comme ça devant toi.
Usual. You guys scored early, but then never looked back.
Yeah, the guys bought in. We know there's points on the table. We're in a dogfight, and we're going. We're going forward, and I like the way the guys showed up tonight.
You mentioned in French that Yvan Cournoyer spoke to players before. What was the message?
Oh, his message was unreal. It was all about enjoying being a hockey player and be proud to be a hockey player and to wear the jersey. And he mentioned 2-3 times, he said, you're in the American League, and not too many people can say they play in the American League. And some of you guys might go up to the NHL, and you will play in the NHL and be as lucky as I was to be able to wear a jersey. But even if you don't, this is amazing what you do, and you should be very proud of yourself, where you are right now as a person. And he really stressed on that, and I thought it was impressive for him to go back to that part about being proud of being a hockey player and achieving, you know, HL is second best league in the world. I mean, the guys are one step away, and the guys are sometimes forgetting where they are and where they're playing. So it was good for him to come back with another perspective.
Riley Barber seemed like he continued where he left off from last time when he was here.
He was good when he was, he adjusted the few games with us. He was hurt, came back, and then he really took a good stride in. He came back. He looked hungry. He looked like he wanted to play. Wanted the puck. He had a good game for sure.
Have you looked at Lucas Vedemo in the NHL a little bit?
Of course.
He had a good game yesterday.
Yeah.
And is that something that you're happy with? Oh,
we're always happy when we see a guy in the NHL. I mean, obviously we look at the Montreal Canadiens situation. There's a lot of guys we've coached last year and this year. And, I was very happy to see Venmo get his first game in the NHL. And now I thought he looked comfortable. He's fast. And, you know, he's sinking it in. And I was proud of Dale Weiss that was with us. And give it a, you know, he was working. We had that discussion at Hartford when I asked him to step up as a player, as a person, as an athlete. And he did since that talk. And for him to go back to the NHL, which, you know, that was his dream, really. And to play the game they played. So we're always watching our guy.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.